Well, welcome to Education Matters. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Mark Wilson, the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at Tennessee Tech University. It's the month of May, and boy, we've been through an amazing 60 days at this point, Mark. So we want to talk some about intercollegiate athletics and what you know about the national scene. But first, just thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here today, and I think as most everybody with all this, there are lots and lots of questions and no answers.
Yeah, we may spend more time on the questions than we do on the answers. Well, not everybody may know, you've been at Tech a long time, but not everybody may know your background. So talk a little bit about the University of Maine and whatever else you want to talk about in your background.
Well, I did grow up in the state of Maine and did my undergraduate work at the University of Maine. I got a master's degree in sport management from the University of Massachusetts, and so fortunate, Bob, that you gave me an opportunity at a young age, and now just over 16 years ago.
That's amazing.
No,
it's been that long.
17
yeah.
years ago.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, however you count that, because I'm finishing out my 16th year at Tech, so.
It is amazing. I remember the day, but it's still just doesn't seem possible that it's been that long. Well, you were you worked in athletics administration at other places before you came to Tech.
I did an internship at Northwestern University. That was my first job or entree into college athletics, and then graduate assistantship when I was in graduate school at the University of Massachusetts. Then was so blessed. Bob Markham was hired as the AD there, and he hired me as his director of athletic marketing right out of graduate school. And be quite honest, I had no business getting that job at that age with the level of experience that I did. But he took a young guy under his wing, and then I worked at Ohio University 8 years before you took another chance on a young guy, because I was still young then.
You were.
And
so
I've been real fortunate with the opportunities that I've been really blessed with at a young age. And even now at 51, pushing 52, I still feel like I'm young and extremely blessed.
Well, Tennessee Tech's been blessed to have you here too. Well, with this coronavirus going around, it has disrupted everything. And I know, as you say, there are more questions than answers, but what do we know from the NCAA at this point about this year and next year?
Well, let's talk about this year first. So, you know, the NCAA and all of us had to react very quickly, as the entire world had to react to all areas of operation and business, and those of us in college sports had to act as well. And you know, we started postponing or canceling games, and then we made decisions to cancel seasons, and then the NCAA is allowing this year's spring seniors to come back for another season of competition if head coaches and individual athletic programs so choose. We're working through that now, leaving the decision to our head coaches. What we haven't been able to figure out to do is how to pay for that additional scholarship aid. Are we going to offer them scholarships? We would like to offer them scholarships.
But they've already committed to new people, haven't they?
Yeah,
in many cases.
They have. We're having to work through that because it is an additional financial commitment for some of it. We have begun to pare that down. We know some young men, young women, they want to get on to grad school, get on with a job that they have planned after graduation from Tennessee Tech. But there's some that would like to return and have that last season of their collegiate playing career. And that's all part of the financial modeling and budget issues we're working through for next fiscal year. So that is a known. You know, we have canceled all practices. We have canceled everything unless it's related to academics, or we have now permitted virtual coaching. So you can do film breakdown online, things of that nature. In the OVC, we were the first league in the country to say, no physical, video training. And I didn't even know what that was, but I felt like there were legal liabilities on that. And even though some conferences did permit that early on, then the NCAA came back and said that is not allowable. We're all looking at, what's a new normal? And we don't know what that is yet. I don't know what that is yet.
No.
But how are we safely going to conduct education? And not just higher education, but public, K through 12 education.
Right.
And how do we conduct higher education? And then how do we conduct sports? And how do we do that safely in this new environment? And so there's lots of things. The Sports Science Institute, led by Dr. Brian Hainline at the NCAA, They are consulting with the, you know, the people we see on TV at the White House and everything on a regular basis on sport and healthy return to sport. But there's lots of things that we just don't know. People are talking about shortened seasons. People are talking about no football, you know, no fall sports. But all of it is extremely complicated, very, very complicated. They're talking about playing conference only games, but then what does that do to, you know, all the contracts that you have?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And like for us at Tennessee Tech, we really need to play that football game at Minnesota this year for that guarantee. If
right.
not, it's really difficult for me to even afford playing football.
Yeah.
So there's just unique challenges for each of our individual institutions. We as at OVC, Board of Directors of Athletics, we are taking a look at everything, every expenditure, everything we do related to championships, related to meetings. You'll see significant reductions in all that we do because all of us are, you know, have tough financial challenges.
Yes.
And that's what we know right now. What we don't know is what happens to enrollments in the fall. What happens to higher education in the fall? Students want to return to a normal way of learning with face-to-face instruction by their, you know, faculty members.
And the student athlete wants to play sports and when they get here.
They sure do.
Yeah.
They sure do. So there's lots. So we've put everything on hold. All activities on the Tennessee Tech campus have been canceled until the end of June or we've gone to a different, you know, method of delivery. Our orientation sessions called SOARs, they've been delayed until July and August. We're going to put them all into July and August now. Summer camps have been canceled through the month of June. So now we're starting to look, what does July kind of look like?
Yeah.
You know, do we bring athletes back for summer access? That's a decision that we need to make in the next few weeks, or do we wait until August? And so we're delaying as much as we can. I call it kicking the can as long as we can to be able to make decisions, because the more information we have, the more that we know what's going on with this virus, that we'll be able to make better decisions, you know, moving forward. And of course, you know, Tennessee, we are one of the test cases. We're one of the first states to begin to reopen. So what does that look like?
Right.
What does reopening look like? What happens to, you know, our infection rate as a state?
If the some of the national models are true and you actually get a virus rebound, infection rate rebound because of the early opening, we could be right back in lockdown again here in a few weeks.
We certainly could. And, you know, we made a decision that, you know, Governor Lee, and I really trust, I think he's a great leader and trust his judgment with the information that he has. He did allow exercise facilities to open last Friday. We elected, we were not going to open our athletic performance center.
Yeah.
Right now being finals week, it's all voluntary workouts right now until the end of May. Everything is voluntary. June is voluntary, the way the current structure is. So we were in no rush to be able to jump through the hoops to meet the guidelines that was to open that facility. And we think that there's still a fairly high risk of infection. Yes, we think we clean it really well. We meet all the requirements. But why put ourselves at that risk? Why put our student athletes at that risk?
Still just so much uncertainty.
There is.
This is Local Matters. We are talking about educational matters and particularly about student athletes and sports with Mark Wilson, the athletic director at Tennessee Tech. And Mark, we mentioned student athletes, but students in general, this has just got to be a tough time on the kids, on the student athletes.
It is. From day one, I've really worried about the mental health of students in general, but student athletes. And our coaches have done an excellent job staying in touch, keeping in touch with them with, you know, phone calls and FaceTimes and using new technologies that I'd never heard of Zoom until about, you know, 2.5 months ago.
I hadn't either.
You know, and now Zoom Microsoft Team that we all use to communicate.
But I can't imagine playing a football game on Zoom or playing tennis on Zoom.
I think there would be a touchdown scored on every play, right?
Probably would, yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting, but I'm really pleased with the way that our student athletes have accepted this challenge of learning in a new way. I'm excited and anxious at the same time to see the grades next week when they come out. But we charged our coaches and our academic support team to be really invasive in the lives of our student athletes to help them, because we know in general student athletes, the way they like to learn, the way they like to be taught is face-to-face. It's interaction. It's personal interaction. We have student athletes that sometimes have to take an online class, but oftentimes our history is they've not done a great job with that because that's right. not how they
right.
learn and not how they're used to being taught, because coaching is the most of the teaching that they've always had
they've
in their
always
lives.
Had that environment.
And it's interactive. It's face-to-face. It's a one-on-one. It's small groups. And that's not the online environment that they're learning in now, but I think they really have embraced it, and I'm pleased with it, and I'm excited to see how well they're going to do this semester.
Well, it's going to be interesting, as you say. Tennessee Tech student athletes typically are a talented group, and they score well. They do well on their grades, on their graduation rates. We hope that's not going to change, right?
I hope that's not going to change. We've traditionally have done that. We know that the next couple of years, our federal graduation rate and our graduation success rate, unfortunately, Bob, are going to go down. And we know the reasons for that, and we've made corrective actions to remedy that. We do know that we have not made – I as the leader and our coaches and staff with our student athletes in terms of recruiting and coaching, teaching, we have not met the expectations that the university and the university community has to us. So we saw that was going to happen. It's coming out publicly now, but we noticed that a few years ago and took the actions that we had to take to try to right that ship, because we know our number one responsibility to the young men, young women that come to Tennessee Tech, whether it be students or student athletes, is their education and earning a degree from Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, I know you and I used to always say to the student athletes, we want you to get two championships here. One, a graduation certificate, a diploma. And second, a championship ring if we can get it.
Yes, sir. That's still our goal. And some of those young men and young women, the next report you'll see, it'll come out next fall of 2020. You'll see our Fred grad rate has slipped. So the way I look at it is I look myself in the mirror and I say,
sure.
I failed those student athletes that we did not graduate from Tennessee Tech. And we know each of the individual circumstances and some of it's on them too,
sure.
but that means that we did not recruit them in the right way. We did not set the clear expectations that we had for them. So that's a failure on my part as a leader and of the head coaches and the assistant coaches and the entire athletic staff.
But maybe on a happy note, 5 years from now, 2 years from now, they'll make that turn and come back and complete that journey that they started.
You're absolutely correct.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Mark Wilson from Tennessee Tech University, and we are going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Mark Wilson, the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at Tennessee Tech University. We've been talking about this special time, this just challenging time, not just for athletics, but for universities in general and for our society in general. But certainly universities have had an impact. Now, Mark, different size schools have different effects, but the economic impact of sports on universities and the visibility impact, we always called sports the front porch of a university, both are important. And this is going to be challenging for a while, isn't it?
Yes, it will be challenging. I think, athletics, I think all of us in college athletics and university presidents, we take great pride in and the galvanizing factor of athletics and being the front porch and being a source of pride for the institution with the way student athletes, young men, young women, the way they represent us in athletic competition. Certainly a big part of that is winning and winning championships. And we've seen that what that can do when you win a championship and how that really brings the entire university and community together for great good. You think of the baseball run that Matt Braga, and that's the head coach of the 2018 squad, and what that did for Cookeville, for Putnam County, and for Tennessee Tech, and that's what winning can do. Yep. Those are the expectations, but I think now there is going to certainly be challenges on how we adjust to meet this new environment. And new environment of potentially operation and treating student athletes. And how do you test? We're not really positioned at the present time to test our student athletes. So,
right.
I mean, how do you know that it's safe to go into athletic competition? I know there's been lots of talk of professional sports reopening right now with no fans. I can tell you that for me, if it's not safe for Tennessee Tech to be in a normal class environment, if it's not safe for fans to be at Tucker Stadium or the Hooper Eblen Center to cheer on the teams, then from my personal perspective, it's probably not safe for us to compete.
Yeah.
The health and welfare of our student athletes is our greatest concern. The mental health of them is of great concern. And how do we manage all that with the virus? Because I think it's going to be here for a while. I mean, it's not going to leave us. So how do we operate with it, and how do we operate safely, you know, with it as we move into the fall? And our student athletes have had to adjust. Yes, they've had to adjust academically, but I mean, they're used to the physical activity. Okay. It's right now it's all voluntary, but we've given them some voluntary workouts they can do without weights, you know, so run a lot. Use your own body weight to be able to keep yourself in physical condition. So when you are able to return to campus, and when you are able to return to normal team activities, whatever those new normal team activities are, you're still in some decent physical shape to be able to prepare for the 2020 season.
It's amazing, and universities all across the nation are facing this. You mentioned the University of Minnesota, but we could talk about the University of Tennessee or the University of Florida or Vanderbilt. They've got a lot of revenue pending those games this fall, don't they? Both television contracts and fan base. When you fill 100,000 people in a stadium, there's a lot of money at stake here too.
There's a lot of money for all the Power Five schools, you know. So we're talking the Southeastern Conference, the Atlantic Coast Conference, Big Ten Conference, Big 12 Conference, Pac-10 or whatever their name is now. I always I always forget. It's changed some. Maybe it still is the Pac-10. Hopefully I got that right. So if not, Commissioner Scott out there on the West Coast, you know,
he's going to call
this,
you.
He's going to call me. So apologies for that. But they are. They're heavily reliant on revenues from football. Where like Tennessee Tech, we're more reliant on institutional revenues. We only make about 25% of our operating budget on our own. And that includes NCAA distributions. It includes Ohio Valley Conference distribution. That's money we make on our own. So we're really relying on institutional support to be able to operate, which we know is going to be challenged. But boy, those big schools, if they don't play football, they're going to be significantly more challenged than, you know, what the Tennessee Techs of the world are, as great as our challenges are going to be. So it is going to be a very, very interesting time that we're all going to have to maneuver through. Of course, you know, a big decision the NCAA had to make was no March Madness.
Right.
I mean, they canceled March Madness.
Oh, I was so upset, yet I understood it.
Yes.
But I thought, oh, man.
It's just such a great time of the year.
It is.
You know, it is a great time to highlight college athletics and college basketball. It's so fun, and the rivalries and the Cinderella stories and the upsets and those things that we at Tennessee Tech are, you know, we want to get in. We have not been in the NCAAs in a long, long time, and we want to get there. We're working to get there because it is such a great story, and it is such a great experience for student athletes, and it is so good for the university and the communities that these universities, you know, represent. But then, I mean, that was a big financial hit for the NCAA. So the NCAA has had to completely rework their finances. Our distribution from the NCAA this year that comes in some in this fiscal year that ends June 30th, and we get some of it in the fiscal year that begins July 1st, but that distribution is down $450,000 for us at Tennessee Tech. So that's, significant.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
it is. And you can scale that back to the high school level and say all of the students in the Upper Cumberland, the great years that Macon County had, that Monterey, Upperman, some of the really good stories just got abruptly stopped. They just hit a brick wall when TSSAA had to make the decision they had to make.
They had to cancel the state championships. And, you know, and we've actually begun conversations, you know, what happens with the Blue Cross Bowl at Tennessee Tech? I mean, you know, because we don't know what the fall is going to look like. We're going to keep operating almost day to day, segment to segment. And, you know, yes, you plan as it is, as normal. You know, so I'm planning right now that, you know, football regular preseason practice will begin the beginning of August. Volleyball practice will begin on, I think they report August 10th, that'll all be normal. But we don't know that. We truly don't know that at this point in time.
You have to plan for it, but you don't know it.
Yes. And then you got to have contingency plans. What happens if this, that, or other? And I'll be honest with you, probably the way my mind works, I'm losing way too much sleep worrying about the variables right now that we just don't know. But I think, you know, you try to, you know, talk through all of those things. And we as ADs are doing that, not just in the Ohio Valley Conference, but on a national level and sharing ideas and having meetings and calls just to, you know, try to figure out best position ourselves for a return to play and a return to practice.
Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking educational issues and particularly student athlete and university sports administration issues with Mark Wilson, the athletic director at Tennessee Tech University. Mark, I know in the papers recently, Coach Pelfrey's been there talking about recruiting, and we've had some big sign-ons and some great folks join the team. But what's the effect at this point on recruiting for next year? Is that pretty much over at this point?
For next year, pretty much is over, except for baseball is still trying to, with the new head coach, Coach Smith, trying to still recruit a couple of baseball student athletes. It's pretty much over. One of the conversations was the, you know, National Letter of Intent Day in April. They had talked about delaying that. But we had already had all these commitments that signed with us in men's basketball and the other sports. We had already had these commitments prior to coronavirus. So I was like, don't let these young men and young women, don't make them wait longer to sign.
Twist them on a string. Yeah.
Yes. So let's let them get signed. Let's have signing day. So, you know, we know they know they're going to come to Tennessee Tech. So if, you know, they got to finalize the enrollment process at Tennessee Tech, but that allows them now to get signed up for SOAR because they know they're going to come. So, but Coach Pelfrey has done a great job in his short time here at Tennessee Tech. It is a unique opportunity for Coach Smith, because, you know, with these seniors able to return, there's a lot of baseball student athletes there right now. Okay,
that's a good.
What's going to happen with, you know, a lot of the Major League Baseball is going through a lot of changes with minor league baseball, so those opportunities may not be there. So it is an opportunity for, you know, maybe a transfer or two to come to Tennessee Tech and join our program. And so he's working through all those issues. But it is extremely, like, everything we're doing right now seems to be more complicated than what it has been. We have been able to recruit, but all the recruiting has been on the phone or online or through, you know, the legal social media recruiting that you can do.
Well, Mark, I know we're not finished with this journey, so we will get you back in a few months and talk again about what's happening in the NCAA and the Tennessee Tech world of athletics. But thank you so much for sharing with us today. It's been a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Yeah, great to be on with you. And we do have our golf scramble is coming up in
Golden
June.
Eagle scramble.
That is going to go on. We think we can do it safely unless a governmental authority shuts us down.
I'll bet they don't.
And then get ready, folks, because our season ticket mailing is going to be going out here soon. We had delayed that some with the coronavirus, and we're implementing payment plans. We're sensitive to how the coronavirus has impacted people personally. But we want to be some flexibility for you to be able to get your season tickets and planning on the season happening. If we don't have a season, we'll refund your money. So get on board now, because, you know, Dwayne did a great job last year. Ohio Valley Conference, he wasn't the coach of the year. He won the sportsmanship award is what I was thinking about. Doing a great job and had a great turnaround. And, And but he was our coach of the year.
He was.
The Tennessee Tech coach of the year, yep, as part of Golden Wings.
And we're just hopeful that we're going to see everybody at all of the events this year and that we're going to have a season that will be memorable for all of us. Mark Wilson, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bob.